Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a great day for me personally, as this two-year inquiry has been a cloud over my head, a heavy burden on my shoulders. Even though I know I have done nothing wrong, this actually vindicates that.
Marty Griffin, that is Anthony Hamlet, the Pittsburgh Public School Superintendent. I think I'm having hearing problems or comprehension issues. I don't think I heard that properly. I think I heard the superintendent, who is facing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 violations, that he's been vindicated. But in case I missed it, in case I'm confused, let's play that one more time.
This is a great day for me personally. As this two-year inquiry has been a cloud over my head, a heavy burden on my shoulders, even though I know I have done nothing wrong, this actually vindicates that.
Okay. So this damning report, where he was ordered to and agreed to pay $8,000 cash for his vindication and $12,000 more in vacation days, or give up the days, in essence $20,000 for his vindication. Let's go to the man himself. I got to commend the State Ethics Commission here. Hitting a home run in great detail. And I suggest, if you have time, that you read the report. Violation after violation in relation to his negligent receipt of travel expenses. It goes on and on. He was absent from the district for non-district-related travel. It goes on and on. Accepted honoraria for recognition of appearances, speeches. It goes on and on and on. And he says he was vindicated. Let's talk to the director of the State Ethics Commission, Rob Caruso. Good morning, sir. Thank you for doing this. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
All right, I'm a dummy, but you're not. And this is your commission, and your investigators did a hell of a job. I mean, it is down to the nitty-gritty, sir. Help me with this. Help me explain, in your mind, after putting this report together, is this what you would consider to be vindication, sir?
Absolutely not. Listening to the clip of Dr. Hamlet, I'm amazed that he would claim vindication or exoneration on a report that did anything but exonerate. So well explained, there were multiple violations, substantial fines and costs, and Dr. Hamlet, through his counsel, admitted to them.
Look, I read the report. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a very simple-minded guy. He admitted to these. And I listened to his attorney yesterday because Hamlet said very little. Sir, he suggested flat out that this was nothing but paperwork errors. You heard it. Is that accurate, sir? Are these nothing but paperwork errors, sir?
Marty, I don't believe so. Our investigators spent over a year looking through records, interviewing people. We had difficulties getting cooperation. Our subpoenas weren't valid out of state. But the bottom line is, when the staff of the school district prepares reimbursements or takes care of Dr. Hamlet's leave, they do it based on information from him. These people don't just create these records. It's based on information given from the traveler. So I think he's being maybe perhaps a little disingenuous when they say that it's paperwork mistakes.
You say disingenuous. That's a political term, but what you're suggesting is, sir, that he's lying. Yes, sir?
I would not agree with what Dr. Hamlet says.
Rob Caruso with the State Ethics Commission. You said something also that I think is very pertinent and relevant. That this, sir, in your opinion, is a pattern of behavior. Spot on. Describe to our listeners what you mean by a pattern of behavior, sir, by the superintendent.
Well, typically when we when our investigators receive complaints similar to the allegations that were made against Dr. Hamlet, we have an isolated incident where someone may have gone on one junket and, you know, fudged some expenses and got overpayments. In this particular situation, there were multiple trips over multiple years with multiple results where it seemed as though Dr. Hamlet was constantly getting reimbursed by both the district and by the entity where he was traveling that was initially paying the expenses. So in my opinion, where this is different and is more egregious is the sheer volume of what occurred.
Rob Caruso, the head of the State Ethics Commission, I don't want to speak for you, but what you're suggesting is that this was intentional. And could I use the word malicious? They kept saying over and over again, he just didn't notice. He was just really doing his job. And then when he found out, he corrected the error. Was this malicious, sir? Were his acts intentional, sir?
The pattern would certainly suggest that there was some intent there. Yes, I would agree with that.
Rob Caruso with the State Ethics Commission. So your committee, your investigators dug deep on this. There was also this notion that they couldn't comment because they weren't allowed by you or your commission. Is that accurate, sir?
No, that is not accurate. There are confidentiality provisions in the State Ethics Act. However, there was a federal court ruling in 2010, which essentially said that the commission, it would be a violation of someone's right of free speech if we restricted either the person who filed the complaint or who was the subject of the complaint if they could not speak. So the commission has not enforced confidentiality provisions for over 10 years.
Bob, Rob Caruso with the State Ethics Commission. The Michael Lamb with the city, the controller, said he stole, that this is theft, that this is criminal. Would you connotate this, sir? Would you describe what he did as criminal, sir? Did he steal?
When there are violations of the State Ethics Act, they can carry criminal penalties. What Mr. Hamlet agreed to was violations of the act, which can be criminal. Whether is it my place to say that it's criminal? No, that would be something that would be a decision made by either the county DA or by the Office of Attorney General. All of the commission orders that are issued are subject to review by the Office of Attorney General.
So there could be criminal charges at a later date if they so choose, sir.
Yes, that's correct.
Rob Caruso, the State Ethics Commission Chairman. Hey, Rob, historically, put this in context for our listeners. Is this a case where you would suggest that this is one of the more serious, dramatic cases you've seen, or is this run-of-the-mill to your folks?
The type of allegation is run-of-the-mill, but the extent of what occurred, and we typically don't produce reports that are 147 pages in length. So this is somewhat unusual, yes.
And egregious, sir?
Yes, it is egregious.
Rob Caruso, I can't be more grateful for the depth of the reporting, the depth of the investigation, and quite frankly, your honesty and your integrity. And I'm very grateful for you doing this today, for clearing this up for folks, for a man who said he was vindicated. You say no way, right?
No way. That's correct.
Rob, thank you very much, man. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day.